Care Coach's Insight continues. Sponsored by Amberwell Health, Atchison High girls basketball coach Nick Reband joins us. The Lady Phoenix have played three games here since last we spoke. Last Friday night, lost to Casey Sumner 33-25, but then wins over Highland Park 56-48 and beat Wyandotte 56-17 on Tuesday. So now let's go back to last Friday, Coach. That was your first and only league loss against Sumner Academy, and a team you had beaten fairly handily earlier in the season. So what was kind of the bugaboo or the big difference in that road game last Friday?
That one stings. We just, that was one of those games that you kind of run into during the season. 1 for 12 from the 3-point line, 6 for 29 from the free throw line, 21 missed layups. So when you have those kind of numbers, 18% total from the field, it's hard to go win a basketball game when you're shooting that way.
And all you can do is move on, and it looks like you did move forward and get a nice bounce back couple of wins, especially at Highland Park on Monday. That was a pretty competitive game, but 56 points, I believe, the most you had scored in a game this season, and you needed most of them to win that game, 56-48. What was clicking especially for your offense there on Monday?
You know, it kind of started with Friday. That game lit a fire under the girls. I challenged them afterwards, you know, let's go work, let's go get better. And you could see them come in, and they wanted to get better at shooting. They wanted to get better at running offense. And what we did Monday, we moved the basketball really well. We trusted the offense. We trusted each other and just had great look after great look, and that makes a huge difference.
You look at the schedule coming up now, and of course also beat Wyandotte 56-17, so another good win and confidence builder. Now you have back-to-back games again here on a Friday and Saturday, but fortunately these are both at home against Harmon and Casey Washington, so it sounds like maybe the lesson was learned from the Sumner game, and maybe the girls come ready to play and have the full attention no matter what night, where it is, or the back-to-back nights like you've had a lot of this season.
Yeah, definitely. It's just come battle. You know, our goal is to get out of this week 4-0 and move forward. League is still in our hands. If we go win out,
yep,
we're a league champ. So that's what we got to do. They know what the goal is. They know what we need to do to get there.
Harmon and Washington, so is it – I mean, how much do you look back at, like, you know, the first meeting with some of these teams, and use that going in as a prep to the rematch your second time through the league?
Oh, sure. It's always nice to go back and have film already to see what you can do, what you can be successful with against them, what kind of defensive pressures you can put on them. That is an advantage to go through and see that kind of stuff.
Did you have, I mentioned 56 points here in back-to-back games, the most you had scored all season. Have you had a few more girls step up and contribute or score more? How's the offense kind of broken down with these last couple higher-scoring games?
Oh, definitely. Teams are keying on Presley, and we know it, so the other girls know that they have to step up to help her out. She's a great shooter, great scorer, but when you have two, three girls just eyeing her, someone else has to step up. And against Highland Park, Majay Stowe stepped up and had 25, hit 5-3,
wow.
Was on fire. And then our posts against Wyandotte just kind of took it to them. We used our size and just our ability inside to get that lead and just build off of it.
Awesome. Coach, keep it rolling. You got Friday, Saturday, and next Tuesday, all three home games coming up, so at least you don't have to get on that yellow bus. Thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Coach Nick Reband of the Atchison Girls. We'll talk A-High Boys Hoops after this quick break.